Establishment media attacks Ron DeSantis for staff complaints. By Wendell Hasebo on May 7, 2021. Politico playbook made the latest sortie at Governor Ron DeSantis. R. Regarding staff turnover from his previous days as a U.S. representative and candidate for Florida's governorship. Playbook asserted a support group of prior DeSantis staffers meets regularly to trade war stories about their hardship working for the governor, alleging that the turnover in his office and among his campaign advisors is well known among Republicans. The attack continued. In three of his 5 full years in Congress, he, DeSantis, ranked in at least the 70th percentile in terms of highest turnover in a House office, according to data compiled by Legistorm. In the governor's office, he has only 2 staffers who started with him when he was a junior member of Congress. Within 6 months of taking office as governor in 2019, DeSantis fired 5 staffers. One was a 23-year-old scheduler who'd been with him since the beginning of his gubernatorial race. Shortly after she was sent packing, an unnamed member of DeSantis' administration was quoted in a Florida blog trashing her performance. A month later, his deputy chief of staff left, prompting Florida reporters to press him about the rapid churn in his operation. Another story relayed to us by 5 former staffers, at the beginning of his administration, DeSantis directed the Florida Republican Party leader to fire a party official who had cancer, on that person's first week back from surgery. Aides would lure DeSantis to staff meetings with cupcakes, saying that it was a colleague's birthday to get him to attend, the Playbook article continued. The Playbook said many staffers they interviewed did not want to be quoted by name because of potential professional repercussions. But one reportedly told Playbook, "Loyalty and trust, that is not a currency he deals in. It's him and Casey. But everyone else is like a disposable piece of garbage." The latest hit piece on DeSantis comes as CBS 60 Minutes aired a report on April 4 that claimed DeSantis had a pay-for-play scheme designed with Publix grocery stores. The story alleged Publix distributed coronavirus vaccines through its pharmacies after Publix donated $100,000 to DeSantis's PAC. But the story fell apart. By the same day in the afternoon, this shamelessly dishonest hoax and conspiracy theory had collapsed into a steaming pile of fake news, Breitbart News's John Nolte wrote.